Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. How are you doing today, sir? Yes, sir. My name is Carlos, calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. How you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you for asking. Today, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion service, sir, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Want to help me out today?
Sure.
All right. Am I speaking to Eric Moss?
Yeah.
Now, today, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely
vote?
Yeah.
All right. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask for your race? White, African, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian? Thank you. And what is your age, sir?
35.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, where you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have him focus on. You say 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first one is making housing more affordable. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, most important at all. And you can see 0 from 10.
So.
10?
Yeah.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
You said number 10?
That's
an 8. An
8? Yeah.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
A 7?
Yeah.
All right. The next one is protecting abortion and productive rights.
9.
You said a 9?
Yes.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Will you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, I never heard of the person or organization, please tell me, okay?
Okay.
Now, Joe Biden. You said 50?
Yes.
50?
Yes.
Democrats in Congress.
40.
Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
You said 60?
50.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for you the FDA should focus on. Use to 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Now, preventing underage tobacco use, 0 not important at all, 5 somewhat important, 10 most important.
Six.
Which one, sir?
Six.
Number 6?
Yeah.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
6.
Number 6?
Yeah.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
No.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
4.
Is it a 4?
Yeah.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support. Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Can you say the question again?
Yes, sir. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? You support or oppose?
I oppose that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? More harm or more benefit?
More benefit, I suppose.
You said more benefit?
Yeah.
So much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues more important right now?
Other issues are far more important right
now. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus on this effort on? You ready, sir?
Yes.
I'm going to read you two statements. So this is the first statement. Harm reduction and approach that focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The other one is prohibition and approach that focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products of flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. Which one do you prefer?
First one.
Now, I'd like to read you some of the things people say would come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay?
Okay.
Now, more dangerous products flooding the market has illegal cigarettes entered the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Will you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
The next one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, or not very concerned?
Um, somewhat concerned.
Okay. And then the next one is that the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activities that come from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Okay, so I really appreciate your time. We're almost done. Okay, we're at 85%, and this really means a lot. Okay, sir?
Okay.
We're almost done. Now, I'm going to bring you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
So the first statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community, the population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Eight.
Next statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10.
9.
Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them on the market in which to operate. 0 to 10.
8.
Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 1990s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes, sir, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Now, let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over? You support or oppose?
Do I support the ban?
Oh, you oppose somewhat or strongly? Excuse me.
Somewhat.
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over?
I do not support that.
Okay, so you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? More benefit or more harm?
Is there a middle option? I don't really think that would have much of an effect at all.
Okay, so if you were to choose, which one you would choose?
The somewhat negative. The
somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat less benefit.
Okay,
somewhat
so
more benefit. Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. And will you be, will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It has no impact.
Okay, have no impact?
Correct.
Now, sir, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to run them real fast, okay?
Okay.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Beer?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Are we only talking about nicotine products or?
No, e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed, sir?
2 years of college.
So you say some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you much for your participation. You have a good night, okay, sir?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.